Finally, with regard to goals, we know that each one of us has to have a balance of goals for a balanced life. Just the same way you disperse weight equally in an aircraft so that the airplane will fly in a balanced fashion, as mature adult human beings, we also have to have balanced goals, and we have to have about 3 to 5 goals in each of 3 major categories. The first major category is what we call family and personal goals. Now, these are the reasons why we do everything. These are our personal reasons, the reasons that we have to enjoy our lives, and they're also the things that we want to accomplish for our family. And they can be both tangible and intangible goals. They can be financial goals, and they can also be quality goals, spending more time with our family and our loved ones, for instance. The second type of goals are business and career goals. And these also can be both tangible and intangible. They can be earning more money. They can also be completing a course of study, achieving a certain level of recognition, writing a certain number of papers or proposals, or making a certain number of sales. But we have to have business and career goals if we're going to be successful in our financial life. And the third type of goals are self-improvement goals. As Dennis Waitley says in The Psychology of Winning, one of the characteristics of a winning human being is that they always look upon themselves as a do-it-to-yourself project, that they always have a series of self-improvement and self-development goals going on all the time. They either want to develop higher levels of physical health or develop concentration or memory or public speaking ability, but they're always looking upon themselves as an ongoing project, and they're always continually working to become better and smarter and more capable.